While most of us are in the holiday spirit of exchanging gifts, teachers and students on college campuses are partaking in another ritual, the giving and taking of exams. Our urban legends expert Jan-Harald Rundvand has some campus tales to share.
College final exam time is upon us, and the latest chapter in the book of teacher-student legends deals with stories that pertain to this stressful subject. For example, a professor giving a final examination in a large class tells the students that time is up and insists that they stop writing. But one student continues to write in his exam blue book for another minute or so, and then he steps forward to turn in his work. The professor refuses to accept the exam. "What will happen to me?" the student asks. "You'll fail the class, of course," the professor replies. Though the student pleads and argues, the professor stands fast by his rule. Finally, the student asks, "Do you know who I am?" "No," says the professor, "and furthermore, I don't care." "Good," says the student, and he thrusts his blue book into the middle of the pile of identical test booklets, and he walks out. Chalk one up for the crafty undergraduate in the ongoing battle of wits between faculty and students. This story is apocryphal, but whenever students tell it, they say that it happened on their campus. Another such legend involves a professor who announces an open book final examination and tells the students, "You may use anything you can carry into the classroom." This much of the story may be true, but I'm doubtful about the rest. Supposedly, one clever undergraduate took the professor at his word and carried in a graduate student to write his exam for him. Another campus legend is told from the instructor's viewpoint. A professor briefly steps out of his office, leaving the door open and a pile of examinations to be given the next day on his desk. A student comes by to ask a question, and when he finds the room empty, he steals one exam. But the professor had counted the exams, and the next morning he decides to count them once again before going to the classroom. Discovering that one is missing, he cuts 1/2 inch from the bottom of all the remaining exams. When the exam papers are turned in, the student whose paper is 1/2 inch longer than the others receives a failing grade. The classic college examination story concerns a cryptic test question. This time a philosophy professor supposedly gives his class the final exam question in just a single word, why. The professor, according to folklore, then awards an A grade only to the student who answers simply, why not? Or another version, the student's successful answer to why is because. In a more detailed variation of the story, the college is Harvard and the course is freshman metaphysics. When the students are settled in for the final exam, the teacher places a chair on the desk in the front of the room. "Prove that this chair exists," he says. "You have 2 hours." As the students begin to chew their pencils and roll their eyes, one student writes simply, "What chair?" He submits his paper and leaves the room just as the others begin to scribble furiously. As the story goes, this student gets an A, too. It's campus legends such as these that help reduce the strains of college life and keep hopes alive of outfoxing the professors or outfoxing the students, depending upon which side of the battle you are on.
Jan-Harald Rundvand is professor of English and folklore at the University of Utah.